Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, Sora. Oh. All we do is keep it real hot, fresh.
Yeah,
there's
a party over there.
Say what?
Over there.
Say what? That's right, y'all. Y'all know what time it is. It's time to keep it real hot and fresh. Another Monday night. Y'all know how we do. S-S-B-N-R. Smooth tea.
Gotta get freestyle on, see.
Okay. Hold on. Sorry, these five, these sisters.
You say you
don't
freestyle, you gotta get paid for
that.
I hear you, Wayne.
Got it right. I ain't in jail though. Ooh, I ain't say that. My bad.
You gotta be ashamed of yourself. He gonna bust out and beat us both
up. Okay. What happened? Right. I'm not even talking.
You know what that beat makes you want to play?
What?
Come on, y'all. Let's get it started. Hey, let's get it started. Hey,
that's
let's have a party. Hey, let's get it started. Yo, you the girl, Tori C, in the place to be. And now I'm rocking it with my homeboy, Z. I'm gonna mess it up with my girl, Sonya.
That's right. It's me, the one I
want. When we get done,
let me see what I got. That's right. It's me, the one I'm all in jacket red. Keep it right. Will you stop me? Don't try to stop me.
Please,
let's go. I am not.
We don't pray for that.
Okay, we're gonna pray for it. Oh. Smoothie, what you got? Get a smoothie. What you got, smooth? Oh.
Smooth, we need you to rap for Arizona. What you gonna do?
What you got? Get on, smooth, what you got? Freestyle. Oh, he's gonna play us. Look at him.
Yeah,
he's smooth, he's trying to be silly.
No.
No, that won't be it either.
What
y'all is? This is real hot, fresh, and cut.
We need to stick to doing whatever it is that our day jobs are, because we cannot freestyle rap.
No, we cannot. And this smoothie,
that was horrible.
He had nobody out, so y'all know how it is. What's up, America? What's up, world? Y'all know what time it is. Real hot, fresh with your hottest host on online radio. Could be no other than your boy Z5, which is me. Your girl Tori D, keeping it freaking fresh. And then, of course, we got our boy Smooth T, who's always keeping it real, y'all. So y'all already know what the deal is. So Monday night, time to get it popping. So tonight, first of all, you know, how my peeps doing? What's going on, y'all? Y'all feeling good? What's up?
It is a snowstorm here in Nashville. So, y'all, we're going to do real special tonight. Since I did not get to get my hair did Saturday, I am broadcasting live, y'all, from the beauty shop. Now, I want y'all to hear my sisters in here, because it's deep in the beauty shop. Hey, sisters, y'all holler at the real high fresh crew. So y'all heard the sisters, y'all. Sonya in here throwing down. That's Sonya in Nashville, Tennessee, representing. Can't nobody touch the head but her. She is doing this. So I'm in the beauty shop. I'm keeping it real hot and fresh. How about that? Broadcasting
that's
live.
You gotta promote. You gotta promote. That's what it's all about. You know what
that's
I'm saying?
What's up?
Smooth tea, what's going on in your hood, boy?
Well, it was a warm day. Now it's a cold night.
Why is it so cold?
I can't lie. I'm all sitting here eating a burrito right now. Just made.
Well, that sounds like a plan.
Okay.
That sounds like a plan. Mama been at the shop, I ain't had nothing to eat. But I'm going to be thankful, though.
Yeah.
Because when I leave, and that's all that matters.
You're going to keep it real sexy, Tori. That's how you do. Mm-hmm. Look at what I get quiet for?
Nah, it's all good. Yeah, I think Smooth still mad at me for 2 weeks ago, but he'll be all right.
You know, I don't want to hear about that. But anyway, everybody, just to let you know, tonight, what happened?
Yeah, we don't hold no grudges. I ain't mad at you.
No grudges. Yeah.
Good. I mean, you killed my baby daddy regardless. I mean, she'll just have to get over it.
Okay, dang.
She's the baby daddy.
All right. Everybody, with that being said, tonight we are keeping it real hot and fresh for you for the whole show of Fresh Off the Plate topics. We got some hot topics for you tonight. We got
We got
two double doses of 10 ways, you know, you get us. If you missed it, because we missed it last week, but we got two double doses for you tonight. Our main man, Smooth T, he's going to keep it real with the Smooth Tip of the Week for you. And we got a lot of stuff going on, so, you know, saying like some of the topics we're going to be talking about, you know, Madonna, we're going to be talking about Octomom, you know, Beyonce, you know, yeah, we're keeping it hot for you, but y'all already know we can't do nothing without that weekly inspiration. Y'all already know that.
Ooh, good. Uh-oh. And this weekly inspiration is going to be so short and sweet because I am at the beauty shop.
Okay.
Y'all, it's your girl Tori D, and I'm coming to you with this week's weekly inspiration. And like I said before, it's going to be short and sweet because this week I just want you to take some time to do something for yourself. We spend most of our time worried about what this brother needs or what this sister needs, what mom and dad needs. But this week, we need to take some time to do something for ourselves. Cater to yourself. If you don't have a lot of money, put you some Dawn dishwashing liquid in a tub and make you a bubble bath. If you ain't got no money, go get you some $5 candles from the Dollar Tree and just do it up. Just have a nice peace and quiet. Play your CD through your DVD player if you ain't got a stereo. Whatever it is, this week you got to do something for you. Pamper yourself. And that is this week's weekly inspiration from your girl, Tori D. Hey, and it's the God in me. I hear you. To be deep on y'all. I'm trying to go light because I'm in here with my girls and we chilling and we just been dogging out y'all dudes. Nah, I'm just kidding. But yeah.
Oh, wow.
But we just been in here having sessions. You know, I have to give it up to Granny came through and taught the young lady some lessons. So we just kicking it this week.
You know how it is with a bunch of girls together. That ain't nothing but a bunch of men hating going on.
I know, a lot of gossiping, a lot of men hating. That's all y'all do. It's very sad.
Hold on. I want to ask the girls. Girls, are we in here men hating?
No.
No, they said we love men. So that's what's up. You got to fresh out the plate from the girls. We love the men. We're just in here keeping it real high and fresh.
Uh-huh, yeah, yeah. Y'all pull together. Yeah, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. Yep. Y'all gonna pull it exactly. Agree with one another. That's all that's happening. Mm-mm.
Yep. That's what girls do.
Yeah. Exactly how they do. Oh, look at Tori got quiet then.
Sorry, let me correct y'all. The lady said the thing is we love men, not little boys.
What's trying to say?
Yeah, that's what we got going on. So that's
I'm a big
what's
man.
Up.
Big man.
You sure are, sweetie. You sure are a big man, and I'm so proud of you. There you go. My future baby daddy.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right, y'all. So the number to call in to get in on the convo is 646-200-3136. Hit option 1, and we'll connect you in on the fun. All right, y'all. So what is fresh off the plate this week? What we got? What's going on?
Now, did you see the Grammys last night?
You know what? I don't want
to talk about the Grammys. We got to talk about the Grammys last night because I will have to say it's been one of the best Grammy shows that I have seen in years.
Why would you say that?
In so many years. Lady Gaga, she did her thing. Beyonce did her thing. But Pink, I think Pink stole the show. she did like a almost like a Cirque du Soleil act where she was spinning midair. She had the water going and could sing. You know, she can sing anyway. But
yeah.
She was just singing so beautiful, and I mean, I'm just so proud of her. So last night the stars came out and they really, really put on a show. I think the Grammys, they snubbed Rihanna. You know, they weren't really studying her as far as performing or presenting. You know, but other than that, the ladies came out in full effect. And my homeboy Maxwell, my baby, he won 2 Grammys last night. So we got to give it up to Maxwell for sure.
That's
so he walked away
with
the Grammy.
You know,
she's just been controversial.
You said what?
I said, you know, she ain't really dropping nothing hot, no hot songs. She's just been controversial lately.
Right. I don't think she won anything either, but she just put on an excellent performance last night. She did an outstanding job. She did a great job. So that's fresh off the plate when it comes to the Grammys.
That is fresh. I didn't ever really get to see the Grammys last night, but I did see like a little glimpse of it. And what I saw like the Haiti tribute. I thought that was very nice, you know, for like, you know, those stars to come together, you know, to sing that song, you know, for the Haiti.
Yeah.
People, so that was cool. I thought that was really good about the Grammys.
That's outstanding. A lot of people don't even realize. I mean, America really does owe Haiti. If you look at the Haiti culture and you look at the war that they had with the French and how America loaned them $15 million, and the reason why Haiti was so poor to begin with has to go back to that. So to see America reach out, you know, that's outstanding. That's what we're supposed to do, and that's what we owe those people. They're in a position right now, or they were so poor right now because of some of the actions that we did way back in the day, 1915. You know, that's some stuff we don't have anything to do with. But to see our generation step up and help out, I mean, that's just a blessing to me. That's outstanding.
It really is because, you know, like just seeing exactly, you know, like just hearing like how much was given, you know, to Haiti, you know, for their crisis, it just kind of just overdo, you know, all of the negative comments that were made. You know, I mean, obviously there was more positivity, you know, about it than negative. So that's really good to know.
I want to know, not to jump off what y'all was just talking about, but I want to know, has anybody else heard about California limiting the size of your TV?
What?
California doing what?
They're limiting the size of your TV. They don't want you to have a TV over 55 inches because they're like...
Why?
They say they're consuming too much electricity.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. They're trying to go green?
They're going really green right there. All I know is...
Wow, that's amazing. I had never heard of that before.
Yeah.
They don't have to do that after the Super Bowl, right?
it's already in place.
Because that ain't going to work before the Super Bowl because people got to see their TVs. So that's what's up.
That's a little bit too crazy.
California is going through it. That's what that is. They're just
that's
going through
so
it.
So fresh off the plate. Yo, Z, let me ask you this. Are we going to be playing any artists tonight, fresh off the plate?
Possibly we might. Yes, we might. We know we might got some of that lined up.
Okay,
any requests? Any requests, Tori?
You already know what I want to hear, but I ain't gonna do y'all like that every week.
Wait. I think I know who you're talking about.
You can play some Bell. That'll work for me. You can play some Bell. That'll work.
Well, we could do Bell, but
I want, though.
Yeah, we'll throw that in for you. But, you know, getting back to craziness, just a little talk about Madonna. Madonna, well, I don't know if y'all know, but y'all know that she is dating, you know, like a young 20, 21, 23-year-old boy or guy, right? Did y'all know that?
I had no idea.
Okay, well, let me just fill you in real quick. Yeah, Madonna, she has her a nice young boy toy. His name is... Jesus, I don't know his last name. He's like Brazilian or something like that. But you know, real young. He's like he's about 20, 21, 22, 23 around that area. Anybody that's out there, and you know his real age, call in and correct me. 646-200-3136. Anyway, but you know he's real young. But the point is, you know, they've been dating for a while. You know, a lot of people, you know, they look at it like, you know, Madonna, she's going through some phase or whatever, you know, because, like, I forgot who she was married to before. I'm bad with names, but she was married to, you know, like somebody, you know, more around her age or whatever. But she dropped him. She now is dating this young guy from Brazil. But the point to the story is Madonna, she's 50 now. She's about 50. So she's the same age as the guy's mother. So can y'all imagine that? Can y'all imagine, you know, like you know, you're going to your boyfriend's mom house for, you know, for whatever, and y'all the same age. Y'all both 50. Can you imagine? Huh?
Well, I can't complain on it too much because, I mean, a lot of my mom's friends like me. Mm. And, you know, had they been what I was looking for, I can't say I wouldn't have jumped on that.
Oh, please. I don't think a lot of people are eight for you to say stuff like that. Who though wants you?
Anybody
exactly.
You
can
you anybody that you know that's worthwhile, anybody you know that ain't. Everybody.
Really? Oh,
really,
okay.
Really? Believe it.
Okay, I guess a lot of people are you know, really lowering their standards these days. But it's cool. But anyway, but now here's the
single.
Ooh. Oh, don't you worry about my singleness. Don't worry about that. Anyway.
No, it's your prostitutes out there in the world for you.
Yeah, your mama. Now here's the kickoff. The kickoff is now tell me that here's the kickoff because I'm pretty sure because now we talked about this before, but the kickoff is you know, Zeus, you know, being young, you know, he wants children or whatever. Now, I don't really know if Madonna is the one for him, you know, like forever. But, however, he has been talking about he wants children. Madonna being 50, you know, and then she already got children, you know, and then plus she's 50. So, you know, I don't really know if, you know, all the pipes are still working. However, she has been considering it. You know, she's been considering, you know, going back into the daughter, you know, seeing if she could, you know, possibly, you know, maybe have a child with this 21-year-old, 23-year-old guy. Now, what I'm thinking is for Madonna, I don't really know if she's really going to go through with that because she's 50. Why? Tommy, do you think that Madonna really wants a child at the age she's at now? You know what I'm saying? She's a big, huh?
They like she ain't got the money to take care of him. And then
well, that's
she's
true,
the lady
but...
to have the, what was it, the oldest lady to have a baby was like 63. So, you know, she still got 13 years on that lady.
Yeah.
You know, she can't have kids. You know what she going to do? She's going to go over there and pick out a little black baby or Chinese or, you know, Cambodian. You know, bring him back. Hey, is your friend?
You know, you need to stop there. You need to stop him. You need to stop your mess. But
you know what, daughter be adopting babies just like Angelina Jolie.
But you know what, too? You know, a lot of people like that. I like that because they whenever, especially Madonna. Well, Madonna, you know, she's never really had racial barriers. That's why I think I've liked her, you know, so much. But I love it whenever she adopts, you know, black children and then like raise them like her own. You know, it's no problem to her. You know, like some people, you know, they will only want to adopt, you know, whatever their race is or whatever. But I love the way that Madonna, she adopt black children. But you know what though, I was reading somewhere though that you know she didn't know how. I think she has a black daughter, and she doesn't know how to like she didn't know how to do her hair. So like, I think she had to ask. No, I'm serious.
Oh my God, this is naughty. Yeah, great.
Oh, yeah. Why you gotta do that for? Why you gotta do that?
Anybody taking that seriously? Shut up. How about
that? We're gonna have some comments on Facebook for sure. Well, anyway, so.
Tell them shut up.
Well, of course they're gonna call you fat. Have you seen yourself lately?
Yeah,
and I was
like
saying.
I like what I see.
That's right. You like what you see. Nobody else does. Anyway, everybody.
Awesome.
You what was that? Who?
You all talk. We can go to the mall and find out who looks better right now. We can go.
Oh, well, you know I don't mind doing that.
Hey, let's do this, dude.
No, I don't mind doing that because, you know, I come out on top. What you talking about?
On top of some fat chick.
Damn. I thought we were going to leave him on my attitude. That's what I thought we were going to do. Are you serious?
Yeah, we are. We're talking about the parent girl. Talking
about weekend. Wow. Okay, so we're back on the girlfriend jokes. We're back on being single. That's right. It's, you know, just talk about a D-flat at night. Single, ain't got no girlfriend, ugly. What else you going to call me?
I wasn't calling you that. You called yourself ugly. But now that you said it, I agree.
Dang.
That's funny. You can't have to just leave it alone. But, ladies, he is single. And he's willing to mingle. You just give him a call.
Hmm. What is that? Your little logo for yourself?
I don't need a logo.
Need something. All right, y'all. What we're going to do is don't forget the number 646-200-3136 to call in and give us your comments on any fresh topic that's out there that maybe you want to talk about. Let us know. Also, Facebook is open and the SSBN.net chat room is open. We're going to take a break, and when we get back, we will have a dose of 10 ways you know you get told. This is Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh with your boy Z-Fly, your fresh boy Smooty, and your girl Tori D. We'll be right back.
It should not come as a surprise to anybody that escorts around the country are tuned in to how the media cover our work and our lives. It may, however, come as a surprise to some that sex workers in many sectors have something to say about it. They have insight, they have analysis, and they have outrage. Bound Not Gagged is our way of responding to the injustice and hypocrisy that keeps sex workers' voices muted and faces hidden. Sex workers may be in hiding, but they refuse to be silent. At Bound Not Gagged, you will get an inside look at the true inner workings of this mysterious business. The Desiree Alliance is a proud sponsor of this project. Remember, www.boundnotgagged.com.
All right, y'all. Y'all know what time it is. It's time for 10 ways you know you are get to. All right, Tommy, you ready, boy? We're going to do this. All right. Number 10. You know you ghetto if you eat fried chicken. Not fried chicken, but fried chicken. Now, see, now that's some of y'all country folk, you know. So y'all don't be knowing it's a C. It's a C there. It's not an S. It's a C. All right. Number 9. You know you ghetto if you have a 3-bedroom house and 20 people live in it. Tommy, you said what now about Mexican? Tommy. No, I heard you say something about Mexican. Oh, okay. I wasn't sure.
Stop lying on me.
Oh, no, okay. I was making sure. All right, number 8. You know your church is ghetto if they sell barbecue chicken plates for $6 every Sunday. Tommy, why is it always $6?
Because they price gouging.
Exactly. And then whatever you get to play, you ain't hardly got no meat, you got a whole bunch of greens. Mm-hmm. Number 7.
And then by 2 plates, you got a whole meal that you get about.
Got it right. Number 7. You know you ghetto if you use the bathroom outside because the toilet been stopped for weeks. But you know what? A lot of people don't have funders, and you know it is really hard to, or whatever. You know, especially not after you, Tommy, because you do those very large bowel movements. So a lot of people, they don't really want to go in there and try to unclog that. So it's best to use it outside.
Oh,
I wasn't trying to. I was giving an example. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Number 6. You know you ghetto if you go to bed with a coat on because you won't pay your heat bill. Dad, grandmother. Anyway. Number 5. You know you ghetto if you're white with dreads. Now, I have seen white people like that, you know. I mean, I guess it, you know, I, you know, maybe they're just trying to, you know, just try something different. I don't know. Number four, you know, you get a, if you take medications that were prescribed for somebody else, but, you know,
there's a lot of people on out.
Exactly. I mean, what's the point of going to the store paying, you know, going to the doctor paying all this medicine whenever I can just use yours? You know, we got the same illness. I'm going to use yours. You know, you over it now. I got it. You gave it to me. Number three, you might be looked upon as ghetto if you put deodorant on musty armpits. Tommy, you're looked upon as ghetto because I've seen you put deodorant on your musty armpits. You didn't wash. Mm-mm. You didn't wash.
I was not musty. I gave your mama a hug. That's
different. You gave my mama a hug? You ain't gonna call my mama out. Not on this show, you ain't gonna call out. Number two, you know you ghetto if you surf the well from your toilet. Well, I'm trying to pay them bills. Okay? Yeah, I'm trying to pay them bills. I ain't got time to get it. And number one, you know you in the ghetto if there's a church beside the crack house. Okay. Y'all already know.
All
right, y'all. That,
next door.
Okay. All right, y'all. That was your 10 ways you know you ghetto. Dose one. Also, everybody, just to let you know that our girl, Tori D, she apologizes. I think she's having phone problems, having phone issues. So she's trying to call back in. She's trying to get us back in. But you know how it is with them phone issues. She must got T-Mobile. That's the problem right there. See?
Probably
she got
cricket.
Exactly. If you got that cricket, you will get cut off because you have to stay in one spot when you talk on the phone with cricket. You can't be moving and roaming and stuff. You get cut off. All right, y'all. So welcome back to Keep It Real Hot and Fresh. So me and Smooth T, we're going to hold it down until our girl Tori D get back in. No problem. We got this. All right, so let's go ahead on into some more fresh off the plate topics. Next topic is going to be Octomom. Now, as y'all probably know, Octomom, you know, she was a little messed up in the head. Anybody who wanted to have, you know, eight embryos implanted in you so that you can have eight children at one time, you know, I mean, whenever you do stuff like that, you're not all there. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, but the point is, if y'all saw pictures of Octomom, y'all remember how bloated and how big her stomach was. Now, if you did not see those pictures, you know, whenever they was on TV, be sure to Google them, Yahoo them. I'm pretty sure you can find pictures of her. However, but if you look at recent pictures of her, Octomom, she is looking really nice. She's looking really slim and trim. And then just to let you know, her real name is Nadia Suleman. So that's Octomom's real name. And she has lost 50 pounds. Now the big story about her losing 50 pounds, Smooth T, is she claims that she did it the natural way. Now, if you were to look at her stomach, she has a nice, you know, flat stomach. She's looking really good. But if you were to look at her stomach when she was pregnant with eight children, you know, she was out of shape. You know what I'm saying? But she lost 50 pounds. She's looking really good. She claims she did it by exercising and dieting. Now, Tommy, now, I don't know how well you've been keeping up with Octomom's story, but what do you think? I mean, now, you might haven't seen pictures of her, but, like, kind of think of, just think of, like, maybe like a Beyonce, but not as curvy, you know what I'm saying? In other words, she has that flat stomach. Do you think that, you know, maybe, she got a who?
Got bounced.
Oh, well, yes, she might got a little something back there, but, you know, she don't have them big old rolls no more. Do you think Octomom cheated? I think that, like, she might have cheated a little bit because, you know, if you think about it, a lot of those celebrities, they be like, oh, no, I didn't put anything in my lips. Oh, no, I don't have Botox in my forehead. But then, like, months later, you find out, well, yeah, you know, maybe I did do that. I think that, like, maybe she, why?
She tried to say she didn't have plastic surgery in the first place, but I think she had her nose and her lips done. And then, if you see her picture on the cover of a magazine, I can't remember what it is. Maybe it's like In Touch or something, I don't know. Bruh. You see her picture on the cover of the magazine. She's in a little pink bikini. And, like, her body looks good and everything. There's no stretch marks and all that other kind of stuff, which, of course, they can airbrush it out, whatever. Probably people
yeah.
saying that. But I'm pretty sure she didn't lose that weight naturally. And if she did lose the weight, she still had to have a tummy tuck because there ain't no way in the world her stomach would stretch back from that.
No, not from that. No, not from that.
That's
she has to.
Kind of impossible, but it's so unlikely. Basically impossible.
Exactly.
What's the chick's name? Kate. That girl from John and Kate Plus 8.
Oh, wow. They're weird, too.
I thought it wasn't even as big as Octomom's, and she had a little flabby, you know, spare tire tongue type gut going on.
Yeah.
And she had, now she got a little flat stomach, but she had to have surgery. There was no way that thing was stretching back.
You know, I don't understand. I never understood that show. What was the whole point of that Don and Kate Plus 8? I mean, what was it, just like a reality show, just talking about them and their children?
I'm supposed to show how life was with them having 8 kids.
Oh, okay. Okay, because I mean, cause I couldn't never really get into it because it was just kind of stupid, basically, to me. I don't know.
Yeah, you watch John and Kate, but that's basically what it came out to be.
Exactly. All right, y'all. So, look, just, for those of y'all who don't know, let me just give you a little bit about Aquamom, and this is actually from Star Magazine. It says, after delivering 8 children, Naya Suleman, a.k.a. Aquamom, lost, you know what? Ooh, my bad. She lost 150 pounds. I forgot a whole 100 pounds. She lost 150 pounds in just 9 months. It was 9 months. What do you think, Tommy? Yay, nay? 9 months?
Most times, the only way you can lose that kind of weight that fast is like gastric bypass.
It says she lost it 9 months without surgery, without a personal trainer, and without customized diet meals delivered to her door. She says top of the scale is at 270 pounds just before giving birth in January of 2009. She is now back to her pre-pregnancy size 2 measurement. I don't know if I believe that. I really don't. Because you know what? Because I think of a lot of regular people. You know, I mean, people, they struggle with losing weight. I mean, they can't even get 2 pounds off. And here she is in 9 months. She lost 150 pounds from looking like a big blimp. I mean, she would have really had to be, like, really strict on herself. I mean, she would almost have to almost eat nothing. She would have to, like, exercise almost all day. You know what I'm saying?
Where the kids at while she's doing all this?
Thank you. See what I'm saying? See?
There are people who put in the work to lose that kind of weight and can't lose it in 9 months.
That's crazy. That's really crazy. But I don't know.
9 months.
9 months. And then see. But see, everybody, see me and Smooth T. We know folks who've been trying to lose weight for 10 years, and they still ain't lost it.
That's right. Well, mama still
lose for it. Ooh, Dad, I was talking about your mama, Dad.
Okay.
Your mama got to tell that kitchen. Oh my God! All right, y'all. Don't forget the station. Don't forget the number 646-200-3136. We still have to come, Beyonce, and has she got too big where she don't think that she needs to thank God anymore? That's still coming up. We still got Smooth Tea Tip of the Week coming up. But for right now, we got a song by one of our special artists, Bell. It's called At the Show. And afterwards, we will have our main man, Smooth Tea, with his Tip of the Week for you people. All right, y'all. Keep it real hot and fresh.
You know our future selves are gonna hate us. Travel far from the son of David, which means I'm close to the cave and we're only fire is sacred. So when I reinvent the wheel, tend to pull back your layers and send most simple messages to God then prayers. I'm far from the favorite, just lost in the sea of pavement. Now I'm getting phone calls, they wanna see a payment. I like to put it in layman, so I gotta hear it bluntly. Next 5 minutes I will ignite the bluntly. Problems on the hunt for me, luckily I can pose a boom bap ruggedly. Shine through a menagerie and neon and strobe, dominate the globe while you debate on platinum and gold. It's like I'm gathering souls, taking notes with a microphone. Ghosts of my past put to use like an optimal. Wrapped up, release stress, it's like chess. Consecrate your hate for me and I will simply lay you to rest. I'ma get it at the show now. I'ma get it at the show now. Everybody talking so loud. I'ma get it at the show now. Brush the board, cast it off the soles of my feet. Now my nose gotta bleed. Exposed heat, they won't hold it discreet. I'm slow motion with speed. When I'm rolling up leaves, roll up and flip secure cases that we know it can be. I'm at the dam trying to hold it for leak. It spread fast. Who could get us back to days when the real heads laugh? Hold up, I reconnect and resurrect an intellect that you lack. And all the chicks have missed. Rhonda said they have in my back. It's like a panic attack. I can't manage, so I'm leaning like a catamaran. Oh man, my vision blurry and the kids in a hurry. But it's like the 10th round, about to unleash the fury. With a flurry, they can turn your back yelling like curry. My threshold for pain is high, but they're still trying to hurt me. Meditation towards the side remind me not to worry about how they thirsty for my blood and keep doing me dirty.
I'ma get it at the show now. I'ma get it at the show now. Everybody talking so loud. I'ma get it at the show now.
Cut lines on the image that you're digging the most. Figure show up at the scene, the whole rhythm of rope. How you figure I owe, even the glimmer of hope. Lo and behold, they act like this is from the lips of a pope. So say it's just another show, another way to get dough. We do 10 million fold ways to get sex to get smoke. Train wreck when you choke on the net, epic fail, embarrassing. Compared to belly pale in comparison, I can move the crowd like a theremin. Yeah, yeah, I'm screaming at the audience like I must be scared of them. Better than the average, now I'm living in lavish. Plus I've been living savage, plus the core out your cabbage. Significant, magnificent, microphone damage. I compose the bomb, let them have it. So much havoc, getting exponentially drastic. All these MCs lining up to cut Z's in the hammock.
I'ma get it at the show now. I'ma get it at the show now. Everybody talking so loud. I'ma get it at the show now. Show now.
To give you a little story about how it go down in SD, you know, how Dago be. So if you feel it, let us know. Tell them how it go.
John Wayne, but my clique keep it freaked out like Andre. We say nigga rappers couldn't even rap all those wild eyes. We do that we can. SD bitch from the box to the pan. Talk shit, get crushed on like a coke can. Quitting in my option, that's how I program. Who's better than me? Homie, no man. I stay holding the mic, gripping the mic stand. I'm trying to make a smell. Y'all racking in spam. My rhymes go hard. Lyrics deadly. I put them 6 feet deep and have them buried. I don't lose no sleep. I'm always ready. Got the kind of flow that'll leave you bloody. I rap kind of different. Extraterrestrial. I rap to anything because I'm hella versed. I don't care if you think I'm weak. I speak what I speak because I'm better than most that speak. You know the hip hop. Separation, do fucking shit up like I'm in a crazy bitch. You music shop, no relation, cause it's terrible according to my information. Tryna step it up to be courageous, but back down quick when I put someone to say shit. Y'all don't got me intimidated, I'm shitting on y'all, y'all competition.
Living in these streets of San Diego, it ain't what it seems. that's him, it's you. I'm good or better than the rest who is you. There can only be one, that's not you. Interstate traffic king, promise to repeat. Interstate traffic king, wait up in the streets. Nigga think he on top, he ain't hard to reach. Nigga think he home safe, but it been breached. Shit known that niggas don't work a brick. You can kiss me out, pump like a respirator. Yeah, home, I go around me like an elevator. Anyway, yeah, move away, make cake. Kind of pave in the shape like an earthquake. Guys in the city, man, it's big heat. Got fiends soaked up like athletes. Whole circle in the block like an orbit. Higher than my space, that's watch an orbit. Yeah, I do it when it's doing now, getting gritty. Do the dirt, to the pain when you move the city. Do it like Mr. Keefo, take pity. Said, tell us, whatever, nigga, starting with it. We gotta pray for the swag, yeah, just come with me. If you see me this street, nigga, come get me. I'm so cocky with it, man, that's just me. All of this was sweet, I'm Marley. You can find me in a block, that's 4D.
All right, y'all. Y'all keeping it real hot and fresh. This is your boy Z Fly, and right now it is time for your smooth tip of the week from your boy Smooth T. What you got, boy?
I got something for ladies this time.
Uh oh.
Yeah. I'm gonna call them out on this one.
Oh no! Don't call them out.
Ladies, listen. Keep keeping them in. Just make them happy.
Exactly. Okay.
Quit the nagging.
Mm.
The beat.
Mm.
Being. Okay, I ain't gonna let the word out. You know, all of that. Sex. Got a young boy. Try to cook for him once in a while.
Yeah.
Make sure you don't get somebody that's just playing them like the first place.
Exactly.
My tip.
Okay, so.
Keep your man happy. He can stay with you. And you won't.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. One more thing. This is about
what's that?
Get off Obama back here, son. Get off the man back. I am dead serious. Leave him alone. Let him do his thing. I know y'all ain't going to lick him for a second term. That's okay. History's already been made.
Okay.
Hey, shout out to Black History Month while we're at it.
What's up? That's right, February 1st. Hey, we in it. We are in it. All right, y'all. Was that it, boy?
That's it.
So, you know, so just to elaborate, everybody, so your smooth tip of the week was, ladies, stop bothering, stop worrying your men. You know, be there for your man. You know, don't crush them. Don't put them down. Bring them up. Now, I know a lot of you ladies are saying, hold up, but men, yeah. But see, that's the problem. You got to stop pointing the finger. You know, if you beautiful your man, he got your back. You know what I'm saying? Stop putting these men down. And as far as Obama, that's right. Obama is doing his thing. I want everybody to know that we were really close to what they call the Great Depression. They said that we was almost close to another Great Depression. However, Obama, you know, we was close to the edge. He's bringing us back slowly but surely. Yeah, you know, maybe every little choice he may have might not have been the one that everybody would have made. But the whole big picture is, you know, he is bringing us back. So, yeah, you know, Tommy, I definitely agree with you. I really do. I'm very proud of Obama. I am. You know, he is sending unemployment for people. You know, I ain't saying no names, but, you know, he got people back. Yeah, now. All right, y'all, that was your smooth tip of the week by your boy Smooth T. So tonight we're keeping it fresh off the plate all night for you. You know, we have topics for, you know, things that's going on in the world, current day stuff. So what we're going to do now, we have 15 more minutes down to the show. We have another dose of 10 Ways You Know You Ghetto coming up at the end of the show, so definitely stay tuned for that. And also, just to let you know, that number again is 646-200-3136. And also, I have an apology from our girl, Tori D. Tori D is not able to come back to the show because, as y'all know, she was broadcasting live from the beauty salon. But the owner of the show said that she was talking too loud, and he made her, you know, stop hosting tonight. So Tori D sends her apologies. She sends her love. And she said that she will see you, you know, she will hear and see everybody all next week. So you have your boys Z Fly and Smoothie for the rest of the show tonight. So we're going to hold it down. So what we're going to do is we're actually going to get into Beyonce, Miss Beyonce, because last night Beyonce, she did do her thing. She did her thing. I don't think that she won for Album of the Year or Song of the Year, but she did take home a total of 6 Grammys. A total of 6 Grammys, Tommy. Even number, 6 Grammys. But the talk is that a lot of people are starting to say that Beyonce, you know, she doesn't thank the Lord anymore. You know, where before, you know, she would thank the Lord first, and then she was going to her worship, thank you. A lot of people say that now, not just the Grammys, other award shows too, that people have noticed that whenever, you know, Beyonce starts doing her thank you, it's always, you know, I want to thank my mom or I want to thank my husband. You know, it's never I want to thank the Lord anymore. So a lot of people are thinking that Beyonce has gotten really big-headed, and, you know, Beyonce's starting to think that her success is, I guess, made by her or achieved by her. Because she's not thanking the Lord in public. She's not thanking the Lord in public on TV.
That's what I was thinking.
Exactly. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not a Beyonce fan at all. I'll admit I like her music. She makes hot songs. I got to give her that. But I'm not a fan of hers. But then at the same time, you know, just because she's not, you know, on TV saying, "Oh, I want to thank the Lord," you don't know what she's saying off air. I mean, why does she have to thank him on air? I mean, what that makes her look, what, so much holier or whatever?
Exactly.
Really?
She could be on there. She could be in her regular life saying God name in vain.
Exactly.
She could be on the worship show and saying thank you, Jesus.
Exactly. So
I don't know what she do. I have to say, Beyonce hot. She hot. I'm not
what?
Hot. I ain't hot. I would never buy her album. Just
really?
I'm an R&B fan.
Oh, okay.
I'm a pop fan. I'm a rap fan. That's it. But
you don't like rap? Okay.
She hot. She can dance like nothing else.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but yeah, you know, she doesn't mean. Yeah.
Look at her though. Look at her from Destiny's Child from when they first started till now. When did she cease to be hot? She's been hot since she came out.
That's true.
Destiny's Child broke up. She's still hot. They can't touch her.
Yeah. You know, now, you know, as far as my opinion, you know, well, I would say that, you know, over the years, you know, there, I mean, like, with Beyonce's success, of course, you know, there's going to come a time, and actually become time, plural, where, you know, you're all going to be kind of big-headed. You know, you're all going to be like, you know, thinking you are the ish, you know. Because that, I mean, you know, Beyonce, she's on everything, on the commercials, you know, she makes albums back to back, you know, she makes hot songs, you know, almost all her songs are number one. So, you know, so like whenever all that happens, you know, you know, there is gonna come that time whenever you're gonna be like, okay, you know, I got it going on. So, but as far as, you know, her religion, we really don't know that. You know, nobody knows, you know, how she really feels. And just like she, you know, just like Smoothie said, because she's not saying it, you know, on TV, that doesn't mean she's not saying it, you know, in her personal life. And then also vice versa, she could say it on TV, you know, just to sound good, but then her personal life, like Smoothie said, she could be cussing God, you know what I'm saying? She could be doing whatever. And another thing, too, people, is y'all need to realize that people who are thanking God, I'm not going to name no names because, you know, I don't want to be like, you know, this person, because just like I said, you know, I don't know their religion, so, you know, they could really mean it. But a lot of people who are thanking God, they just saying it because it sounds good, obviously, because see, not saying it, obviously, you get a lot of talk like Beyonce's doing it. So a lot of people can say it just, you know, just because it sounds good. And then too, Once they finish, they back going back to their worldly life. Please. Some people don't even read about it.
What about them people? What about people that don't say it as ours? Never have. Okay. Know, man, I want to thank my manager, man. I want to thank these people and these people and these people. All right, thank you. Bye.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm about them, but because Beyonce hasn't said it, and I don't know how long. I don't pay attention to it.
Yeah, I
don't
know.
She ain't seen it no more, yo. It's a big deal. Find something else to talk about worthwhile. How about
that? I don't know.
Take that thought that they make it for that. Think about giving some money to the people in Haiti or something. Send some money to New Orleans.
I don't know. Really, people. Fuck. You know, exactly. There's so much more to worry about than who Beyonce thanked on the Grammys or any awards show. See, to me, people who get that involved, that means you have no life. You know, you're the type of people that are always on every blog site, you know, leaving your comments, good or bad. You know, you follow these celebrities around trying to figure out their every move because you have no life. Your life is through them, and I think that's pretty sad, you know?
It's pathetic. It's more like it.
Yeah, it is pathetic, you know, because, like, I couldn't really tell you what Rihanna did last or what Jay-Z did last or Kanye West. You know, like, if I'm watching TV, of course, you know, I might see something based on, like, okay, Kanye West is here today. Okay, he's dating this person. You know, he ate this today. Really? He wore this, but it wasn't appropriate. I mean, I just hear whatever, you know. But then again, you know, to each their own, if that's your life, you know, you're a celebrity follower. You know, you're a celebrity gossiper, and you worship their every move. Then I guess that's you. But to me, I think it's kind of, you know. And I'm pretty sure some of y'all are cussing my name right now, telling me, well, I can do what I want. And it's true, you can do it if you want. You know, me and Smooth T, we're not here saying you can't do what you want. We're just saying that it's pathetic, okay?
Exactly. Give me a mic. Y'all cuss my name. I cuss back. What?
Oh, my, you stupid. Oh, wow. All right, y'all, we got 6 minutes down to the show. We thank everybody for listening. Before we leave, we're going to get into one more short topic. And that's our girl Oprah. Tommy, she's something else, ain't she?
She's something else.
You know, I don't know why, but I don't know why, but Oprah has never been a big fan of mine either. I mean, to me, it was funny whenever so many people are. I guess with the Oprah thing, I can kind of see people being sad, you know, because like, if you have been following her for all these years and now she's finally about to leave, I guess you can be kind of sad.
She's moving her show to the Oprah Network.
She is. Exactly.
So what is the big deal?
Because
it's a big celebration, right?
Yeah.
Because look at it like right here. This is what Oprah is doing. She owns the O Network.
Yeah.
So she moves her show to the old network. On top of her owning this, she gets paid to be on her own show.
Mm.
So she basically she's making money for herself, from herself.
Exactly. So I don't really know why anybody would even, you know, be sad about that. I mean, and besides you, I mean, Oprah has a magazine. Just like you said, she's going to have her own network. Anybody sitting over?
I ain't either. Nothing to be sad about. She got a billion. I got a billion. She made $1 billion. I'm sure it's, you know, a billion point something now. But still, you know, she got money. So fine.
You know, Oprah made
her advice ain't even all of that.
It's not all that. You know, it's really ain't.
You know what I'm talking about? She has guests on her show to tell you
everything. Exactly. See, Oprah, she gotta make herself look, you know, look smart by inviting like all these so-called psychologists and professors and stuff on her show to make her look smart. But she's not smart, you know, because she does a lot of silly stuff that doesn't make any sense. Like, you know, like
she's business smart.
Well, I guess, but sometimes that's questionable.
She has $1 billion. That's business smart.
Well, that's true. Yeah. Okay. I got you. She probably look. Look, she probably step on everybody's toes to get you to talk.
You might have to. But Dr. Phil, he on his way up there too. He on his own show too.
Got it right.
You know how much money she probably got paid from Dr. Phil for that show?
No, I don't want to think about it.
Her own network, on top of the fact that she moved her show to her network.
I don't want to think about her no more. I'm so over Oprah tonight. Everybody,
all
thanks,
all
y'all.
The thing I like Oprah is Color Purple. That's all I like Oprah.
Well, yeah, I don't know why she look a hot mess in there.
She acted her part in there. That's
probably
how she really looks. Everybody wants to get on Oprah. Okay, look at this, too. Oprah is just like everybody else. She lost the weight, then she got fat again. She lost the weight,
yeah.
Then she got fat again.
Yeah.
All that money, you still can't keep the weight off. Come on now.
Okay. Y'all think about that. Thank y'all for keeping it real hot and fresh with your boy Smooth T, D-Fly, and, of course, your girl in the beginning, Tori D. Once again, she sends her apologies for not being able to finish the show. But we're going to close the show with the 10 Ways You Know You Ghetto. This is it, y'all. All right, Tommy, you're ready, and we out of here. Okay. All right, y'all. Number 10. You know you're ghetto if when showering, you wash your butt first with your rag. No, that's not funny. Because
you
see,
wash
I'm serious.
Everything first, and then you wash your private and your booty.
Exactly. You have to, because see, a lot of people don't wonder why they got these bumps on their face. Because you're washing your butt first. But see, they wash their butt first, so it's so funky. They're trying to help them, you know, clean it up. But still, you can't do it. You got to wash it.
I have two rags. One for my face specifically, one for the body.
Really? Well, when do you use them? No, I'm going
to wash in my back.
Number 9, you know you ghetto if you turn down a good job proposal because you want to stay on welfare.
I'm working on
me, right?
What you talking about?
Got it right. True. I go shopping every day, anytime I want. Number 8, you know you ghetto when there's no clean towels and you dry off with one out of the dirty laundry. I see somebody do that too. Yeah, I have.
I air dry before I drop with a dirty towel.
There you go. Number 7, you know you ghetto if you got your furniture from the side of the road. It's still a little fresh, you know what I'm saying?
Somebody
else's
trash is somebody's treasure.
That's so true. That's very true. Number 6, you know you ghetto if you throw all your trash in a big trash bag to avoid buying a trash can. Yeah.
And up in the corner.
Yeah.
Turn it the other way, cause it's gonna fall over.
Okay. Number 5, you know you ghetto if you got a mattress in the yard for a trampoline. Does that work? But you know, I think we used to do that back in the day, Tommy, didn't we? We used to jump on a mattress, didn't we?
Yeah, but it won't wear hours.
Got it right. The book. Number 4, you know you get if you eat cough drops like they're candy. They got a lot of flavors, though. Number 3, you know you get if you use an old sock for a dish rag. Number 2. Okay. I mean, well, for one thing, I mean, the dishes are dirty anyway, so why use a clean rag? It's going to get dirty, you know? Now I got to think. Number 2, you know, you get if you use a maxi pad as a coaster. Now, that's bad because, see, then when you pick up your glass, the pad all stuck to your glass, you know? You got little wings on your glass. It's just nasty.
It's crazy. You're cursed.
Okay, and number 1, you know your mama ghetto, if she say, don't use my paper towels for drying your hands, they're for soaking up bacon grease. That bacon grease is going to kill you, okay? Y'all are crazy. Okay, thank y'all so much for tuning in tonight to another show. Keep it real hot and fresh. Keep it real hot and fresh next week, y'all, and y'all know how we do. This is The Ville. Just how we end the show. Peace.